rear platform remarks of the president at Whitefish, Montana, 1 October 1952.
Thank you very much. I've been having a grand time in Montana today and telling the people some of the things that they ought to hear and know about their country and about a certain political party that I don't belong to. We had a wonderful meeting over at Kalispell, and I think that the people found out some things as a result of that meeting that they didn't know before. I'm glad to be here. I've just come back, as you know, by way of Kalispell from the Hungry Horse Dam. That's a wonderful thing for Montana and the whole West. I'm out on this trip in my capacity as the head of the Democratic Party. That's one of the five jobs the president has to perform. I want to see a Democratic victory just as badly this fall as I did in 48, and you know that is pretty bad. I've had a wonderful visit on the train with the candidates for office here in Montana. I had a most pleasant visit with Governor Bonner, and I think that you ought to send him back to the governor's chair for another 4 years. You need men like him in charge of Montana. I have become acquainted with Lee Metcalf, and I just found out that he's a justice of the Supreme Court of Montana. I told him I wish I had some young and vigorous men like him on the Supreme Court of the United States. I'd like it a lot better. I know that you'll send him in place of Mike Mansfield's job because you need somebody young and vigorous to keep up the good work that Mike started for this district. He was the most persistent man in Congress for the welfare of Montana as a whole and his own district in particular. Since I became president, I've seen more of Mike Mansfield than any other congressman, and he was always after something for Montana, and he usually got it. So therefore, you ought to send him to the Senate. As I said a while ago over at Kalispell, if he pesters the next president like he did me, you'll get everything Montana wants. I want you to know about the national ticket, too, which is of vital importance to me. I have had certain policies to pursue for the 7 years I've been president, and I want to see those policies continued and carried out, the liberal policies of the Democratic platform. When a candidate is elected on the Democratic platform, it's his business to carry out that platform. It's not just a scrap of paper, and it should be carried out to the best of his ability. The platform of 1948 has been carried out as far as I can possibly carry it out, and we have a platform of 1952, which is one of the best that was ever written for any Democratic candidate to run on. We have the candidates for president and vice president, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman, running on that platform, and they're supporting that platform and telling you what they're going to do about putting that platform into effect. What I'm out here for is to tell you what's been done by the Democratic administrations of the past 20 years and how you've profited by those acts that have been carried out. And the real issue in this election is whether we are going to continue to work for all the people as the Democratic Party is supposed to, or whether you're going to turn the government over to the special interests and let them ride you as they have in the past whenever they've been in power. We must look for the interests of all the people. The interests of all the people are wrapped up in the Democratic Party. I want to tell you something, too. That Republican candidate for president has a sign on the back of his train which said, "Look ahead, neighbor." And what he ought to say is, "Look out, neighbor," and that means you. You want more power for the West, more dams like Hungry Horse, and you better look out, neighbor, because the Republicans won't give it to you if they get in charge. You railroad men here and you other workers, Do you like Social Security and railroad retirement and union recognition and union shop? Well, look out, neighbor. The Republicans don't like these things, and they never have. They'll take them away from you as fast as they can. No doubt about that. They've already... You remember 1948, they had matters all set up to pound labor into the ground. And they had to run back home. They didn't get a chance to do it. But if they get charged the government, you better watch out. You farmers and businessmen here, do you want cheap freight rates to get your goods to market? Then look out, neighbor. The railroad lobby's right on the board of directors of the Republican Party, and their vote, not your voice, will be what counts if the Republicans get control of the government. Above all, do you people want real leadership to keep this country prosperous and bring real peace? Then you better look out, neighbor. The Republican candidate is a man who has spent his whole life in the Army. He doesn't know much about what goes on in the civilian world. He's not supposed to. He was a West Point graduate. He started in there when he was 18 years old. He made one of the greatest records in the world as a general in command of the Allied forces in the Second World War. He was an excellent general, but his mind is a military mind, and a military mind doesn't understand the civilian viewpoint. That's the reason they made the president the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the country, because he knows exactly what the civilian people are thinking about, himself being one. And if he's had a little military experience, he can also tell the generals what to do, which I've done in several instances. Now, I like Ike, and I liked him fine, as I say, as that commanding general. But I don't like him for what he's doing now. I don't think he knows what he's doing. I think Bob Taft and all those Republican reactionaries are whispering in his ear and pulling his leg, and he's getting out and saying things they tell him, and he just doesn't know what they mean. If you like Ike as much as I do, you'll vote with me to send him back to the Army where he belongs. That's the best thing you can do for him, and get him out of the terrible company that he's now keeping. And it'll help our country get out of the mess, keep out of the mess we'll be in if he's elected. Think of yourselves when you go to the polls. Think about what helps you and the whole country. It's your interest that's at stake. It's your pocketbook that will be touched if these big interests get control of the country. And the big interests certainly run the Republican Party, and they always have. If you can stop that and do the country and the world a service, and do yourselves the greatest service possible, if you go to the polls on November the 4th, and vote a straight Democratic ticket. Thank you very much.